AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he wants to permanently pause migration from poorer nations and is promising to seek to expel millions of immigrants from the U.S. by revoking their legal status. His social media post against immigration came after Wednesday's shooting of two National Guard members who were patrolling the streets of the nation's capital under his orders. One died and the other is in critical condition. In a Thanksgiving address yesterday, Trump said the shooting in Washington reinforces his view that the U.S. should enforce stricter border and immigration policies.
This atrocity reminds us that we have no greater national security priority than ensuring that we have full control over the people that enter and remain in our country. For the most part, we don't want them.
The suspect is an Afghan national who worked with the CIA during the Afghanistan war and moved to the U.S. as part of a program to resettle those who had helped American troops after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has the latest in the search and rescue operation in Hong Kong after a massive fire killed dozens of people.
Hong Kong firefighters have found dozens more bodies during an intensive search of a high-rise complex after a massive fire engulfed 7 of its 8 buildings. The death toll has risen to at least 128 people, making it one of the city's deadliest blazes. Crews prioritized apartments from which they received calls for assistance during the blaze. The fire started mid-afternoon Wednesday and took firefighters about 24 hours to control. Derek Armstrong Chan from Hong Kong's fire service said his team are encountering some difficulties in the search and rescue operation. Authorities suspect some materials on the exterior walls did not meet fire resistance standards. 3 men have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. I'm Karen Shamas.
This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the death of controversial golf champion Fuzzy Zoeller.
Zoeller was the last player to win the Masters on his first attempt, a 3-man playoff in 1979. He famously waved a white towel at winged foot in 1984 when he thought Greg Norman had beat him, only to defeat Norman in an 18-hole playoff the next day. But it was the 1997 Masters that changed Zoeller's popularity. Tiger Woods was on his way to the most dominant victory in Augusta National history. In a CNN interview, Zoeller, a 2-time major champion, jokingly said for Woods not to serve fried chicken or collard greens at the Masters Club dinner, causing an uproar. Zoeller apologized and met Woods for lunch to smooth things over several weeks later.
That's something I had been waiting on for three and a half, four weeks now, and it makes me feel good.
Zoeller was 74. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.